We are continuing to recognize the five-year anniversary of the murder of George Floyd, how the political climate around the police reform in the Bay Area has evolved. And for more on this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to speak with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. 5 years, in some ways it seems longer ago than that. Maybe it was because it was during COVID. But boy, how things have changed. How have things changed, especially with regards to police reform?
Well, I got to tell you, Margie, I mean, you know, change is a lot of it is a product of perception, how people feel. And, you know, I'm not sure that much has really changed. I mean, we have to take a sort of an honest look at it. In 2024, there were 1,226 people who were killed by police in the United States. And that number has been steadily rising since 2016. So while the George Floyd wave crashed big across the country and in the Bay Area, leading to a lot of protests and rhetoric and reform movements, the actual results, like a wave that hits the beach, you know, it goes back to the water and things largely stayed the same. What we saw was a big call for redoing police departments and even defunding police, especially here in the Bay Area. We heard that in Oakland. The backlash, if you want to call it that, was that people started saying crime was going up, and the rhetoric stopped and the reversal stopped, and a lot of the programs that began post George Floyd have sort of died from budget cuts or inactivity.
You know, that crime itself, I mean, I know the numbers are still going up, which is kind of amazing, but that crime was so horrific. It seemed like it horrified people. It motivated people. It got them so angry. A lot of people were marching, but that rawness is gone.
It is. And in San Francisco and the Bay Area, let's take a little quick look at the history. That rawness or the feeling and the calls for reform, judicial and police, led to the election of progressive district attorney Chesa Boudin in San Francisco. He was recalled because of people's concerns over crime a couple of years later. In Oakland, in Alameda County, District Attorney Pamela Price was elected on a progressive prosecuting reform ballot, and she too was recalled. It's interesting. The George Floyd and the other killings at that time were caught, many of them were caught on camera. And that was the shocker to the society, that the cell phone camera became the tool of the journalist, a citizen journalist, and the images went viral, and body cams on police. All of these things contributed to this image of incredible violence and such. And it, as you said, it led to the mass demonstrations. It led to calls for reform. But also, that same camera, I remember talking with a police spokesman years ago, a couple years back, and he said, you know, that same cell phone that captured what the police were doing wrong in turn started capturing the crime that was going on the streets, especially, let's say, attacks on elderly Chinese. And those images preempted the others. And so you have this battle of images, and that's in politics. A lot of it is the imaging as opposed to the reality. There were reforms. A lot of police departments went over and changed a lot of their tactics and such. But I've got to say that that whirlwind that whipped through, as you said, a lot of rhetoric. But as far as results, still pretty work to be done.
Thanks, as always, as KCBS insider Phil Mateer.